Good morning, 8:39 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and Laura Turbide's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I know one thing is that the Soldiers and Sailors 3D mammography is up and running, and I just got the release. The Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary made a big donation, and everybody loves it.
They did. So thank you, and thanks to everybody who donated and made that possible. More important than it being here is how many women are still not getting served. So 7,000 women and men as well, who of course might need mammography screening, need to get out and take advantage of the fact that we now have 3D at Soldiers and Sailors. And shout out to all the donors who made it possible. And the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital Auxiliary is incredible. They are talented, they are hardworking, and they have raised countless, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars for Soldiers and Sailors to keep equipment in shape, to everything from cardiac rehab equipment to things for the ER and rooms. And this year their project has been that mammography campaign, and they are still raising money for us through the end of the year. So they've got a bake sale coming up with a jewelry sale. So come on out, enjoy, check our website, and come out for 3D mammography if you
are. All right. Hello, Lori at Soldiers and Sailors, and hello to fellow Rotarian Helen Kelly, who's running around raising money all over the place. She had big shoes to fill and has been doing it pretty well.
She has. Thank you.
So is there anyone left behind working at Finger Lakes Health today? We have a team of three here in the studio.
I did. I brought half a basketball team. I am thrilled to say that we've got a great program, and lots of times our best programs are those that are a lot of interdisciplinary collaboration. That's what makes things work. So I'm here to share with three strong, talented women who are part of this swing bed program at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. We're going to talk to you about what swing bed is, but I'm going to do a quick introduction with from my right to left of how they're standing in the area with you right now. Danielle Audick, who is our Director of Care Management, and she will oversee a lot of the admission to the program as well as discharge planning and some other kinds of things to help people identify who's the right people and how does their insurance work, and also what do they need for safe transitions home or to another level of care. Also, Maureen Loyal, our Director of Rehabilitation Services. So PTOT speech, those are the needs that patients may have for extended stays and getting strengthened and things for that next transition. And then Katie Dimitri, who is our nurse manager for First Acute at Soldiers and Sailors, which is our medical surgical unit, which is basically the home and where all the nursing care and all the medical management for these patients take place. So it really does take a village, and we're all here today.
All right. Welcome to all of you. I guess maybe Danielle, you're the one to start with. Just kind of
Sure. Swing
bed, what is it? Give us kind of a general overview of what the whole thing means.
Sure. It's a short-term rehabilitation program. So after someone has an acute stay in a hospital, a lot of times they're not stable enough to go directly home. They may need a little tuning up. So this program allows for that. If someone has Medicare, Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, they are eligible to be a contestant in the swing bed program, essentially. Ultimately, if there's any questions, concern, if someone from the community is interested in the swing bed program, because we are located right in Yates County, Penn, New York, you're not sure if you're a good candidate, even from another hospital, we do take referrals. So the phone number 315-787-4184 is the one to call to see if you are eligible. Now, if you're at one of our location sites and you think you want to be a part of the swing bed program, speak to your care discharge planner, your care manager, anyone that handles with care transitions, and we can make sure that that gets taken care of for you.
So then how does swing bed differ from the way things have been done in the past?
Well, the swing bed program, it doesn't differ. It just isn't more of an advanced setting. And what I mean by that is it's another opportunity for rehabilitation. It's another site that we offer. So we have affiliate sites right now at the Living Centers in Geneva. We also have Huntington, Waterloo, Homestead, right in Penn Yan. So it's another opportunity for short-term rehabilitation for our patients.
All right. So, Katie, someone comes in and you're in charge of their care. So how does this work, and what sort of questions are you asking, and what does the patient need to know?
Sure. So, on our unit, we're a 25-bed acute care unit, all private rooms, and when somebody is referred to the swing bed program, we review them, discuss it, and then we make, if they're at Soldiers, we can just easily transition them. Otherwise, care management helps to set up the transfer of the patient from whatever facility they're coming from to us. Once they get there, we have an introduction to the team, kind of give them a forecast of what their stay with us will look like. We have daily activities with an activities coordinator, lots of things for them to do. They would see therapy, And really, we try to cater it to whatever their needs are to help get them home.
So is that, I was going to say, is part of the idea here to sort of speed up the process versus the old either you went home or you didn't? It's more kind of a, like you say, I guess a multidisciplinary approach to get people back healthy and hopefully back home quicker.
Exactly.
And stay home, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the thing as well.
All right. And that's part of where Maureen comes in, wearing her William Smith jacket. How about those herons?
Yeah, looking good. Let's go ahead.
So, let's talk about how you evaluate the patient and use physical therapy, occupational therapy, to get them better faster.
Yeah, as Danielle said, it's an opportunity for the health system to have more rehab beds and more access to care for our community. And we'll see a variety of diagnoses. You'll have, if you had a hip replacement or knee replacement, if you had a hip fracture, stroke, or a prolonged hospitalization that made you weak. So we have a variety of diagnoses that we treat, and we individualize that care. Our physical therapy and occupational therapy team and speech, if needed, will go in there and assess their strength, their mobility, ask them, work with the family about what kind of needs they need at home. They might have a flight of stairs that they have to do. They might have, no stairs, or they were using a wheelchair beforehand. So it doesn't matter what level you were before. If you were independent at that level, we want to get you back as closely as you can to that independence level.
And we've talked about this before. A big part of PT is mental and emotional. Somebody says, oh, I can't do it, I'm not ready yet. How do you work with a patient to stretch them beyond what they might think they're capable of?
That's what I always say. My motto is, we give you the roadmap, you have to do the driving. So it's always trying to tap into what they need and their value, and providing that emotional support to get them over those hurdles. You know, no one plans on a hip fracture, right? So it's scary, it's something new. They might never have had any injury in their entire life. This is their first touch with healthcare. It's our goal to really, you know, get them over that fear and show them that they have a whole team support between care management, nursing, and my therapy staff on how to get them over that hurdle and get them back home, and that there is a light at the end of that tunnel.
And then back to you, Danielle. You deal with a lot of the logistics and the red tape and things, and Medicare and paperwork, and then questions that need to be asked when it's time for someone to go home. So,
correct.
Explain how you do that.
And we help the patient and the family. That's a huge thing also, is having the family present, or friends, whomever's available to support the patient. And we start our discharge planning, despite the fact someone would be in rehabilitating to go home. We start our discharge planning right day one. So we make sure the patient is aware of expectations for them that they create with their family involvement or their friend involvement, what we need to do to get them to home, their next level of care, whatever it may be, so there's no surprises. And, oh, by the way, you're ready to go tomorrow. We want to get that patient ready right at admission.
Is there home care available for someone who might be ready to go home, but they're not ready to be fully on their own yet at home?
Absolutely. So a lot of times we have our patients that are discharging back home, and we provide them a referral for home care. Have a follow-up with primary care physician as well to make sure that there's a care continuum. So all of their community establishments, physician network, if they have any psychosocial needs, let me explain that just a little bit more. If there's any mental health, behavioral issues, anything like that, we have those referrals set up for the patient as well. Orthopedic follow-up, if that is applicable, we have that as well. So we make sure that the person is really, really buttoned up what they need to be successful in the community.
And then home care can help them acclimate back to their home, and then ultimately hopefully get them out to outpatient so that they get them back into the community and integrate at our outpatient sites.
So how do the three of you and the other care providers work together? Do you have regular conferences or meetings or lots of emails flying around? How do you coordinate this all as a team?
Yep. So once a week, our team meets, the three of us, in addition to our on-site care manager, our occupational therapist, physical therapist, our activities coordinator, and we all go through and discuss each patient and forecast, you know, what their needs are going to be, anticipate things that we're going to have to get coordinated for them. And then in addition to that, we meet once a month with an even bigger group to just make sure that the program in itself is on the right course, and any modifications we need to make to improve that as well.
You mentioned activities earlier. What kinds of things do you do?
Our activities coordinator tries to do a personal activity with each of the patients, and then do a group activity as well. So upon admission, they do a little interview. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? And then we try to tailor it. So maybe somebody likes to color, then the activities coordinator would make that part of their program. Sometimes they do painting. Sometimes it's just getting somebody out for a walk that would be a little bit longer than what they would just get in the hallways. And that's something that we're certainly trying to continue to build. And in addition to that, in the activities room, we're trying to get them to have the opportunity to eat together so that they're not alone, which is also, you know, heightening their conversations and really they're coming up with, you know, some friendships as well while they're there.
It's a lot of this kind of the same things, Laura, that you do at the living centers and things like that. The idea of making it less institutional, more home-like, more family involvement, and just as close to, I guess, normal life as you can in a medical setting.
Absolutely. Very personalized. And I think the real goal, though, is really, for the most part, the goal for these folks is transitioning back home or to another level of care, but really that independence that they maybe had before there was some kind of acute onset of an injury or an illness or something. But again, we sort of not only brought the village here for you, but I hope if nothing else, people walk away having heard that if something like this happens, and it often is unexpected, and it often is when you start to feel vulnerable, realizing you're not doing that alone. To imagine that there's a whole group talking about your individual case and really personalizing and tailoring that care in a very individualized way for you based on what your interests are, based on what your home situation is, based on what your goals are personally for yourself and your own strength. All of that, I think, is for you to realize that sometimes we just get to a point where we just can't do it alone, but to know there's sort of behind the scenes this little village. I took a few pictures here today. We'll post them on Facebook so you can see the group, and you can see that this really is like having, you know, kind of a hug around you just to get you back to where you were independent, able to take care of yourself. And I think that's what so many people fear, honestly, about healthcare is that once they have that change, they have this fear of how much independence am I going to lose?
How long has this concept been around, and are there studies showing the results that people are getting better results from this concept?
Well, it's a short-term rehabilitation concept, and in the name with swing bed is from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So it's a formulary for reimbursement purposes. But the concept of short-term rehabilitation has been around for a long time. I mean, I'm going to say multiple decades. So it's not a new concept. It's just a refreshed idea to bring to light what it is, because it sounds awkward. What is a swing bed program? And like I said, essentially, it's a distinct short-term rehabilitation. If you are being told, your family member is being told that they have to go for rehabilitation for physical needs, for any type of medical circumstance that they had, they need to strengthen, consider the swing bed program.
And this program helps to keep Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital strong in the community. It's a program that's within that hospital that you know, we have at other sites too, depending on insurance and needs, but it helps to keep that hospital strong in our community.
All right. Well, a great concept, a fantastic team and village. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you for what you do. And Laura, thank you for bringing it all together. And thank all the people around you that... your assistant who sends me all the notes and everything, and Kim and everybody else that really does make it a big team. I feel like I've got a lot of people having our back when we do this each time.
Well, thank you. We're grateful to come every time.
All right. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. It's 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.